cliffcentral.com.
And it's good morning to you and to you and especially to you as we celebrate this beautiful day here in Johannesburg. Oh, we're in the midst of summer's about to start. It's the Christmas and festive season. It's the season of style. It's the season of some of the most beautiful things that happen, and that's the word is love. It's good to be with you. My name's Alan Ford, and this is Spotlight, where we celebrate the best of entertainment, the best in music, the best in style, the best in fashion. We have our Miss South Africa's in studios. We have we do it over all the years, and of course we're celebrating some great things today. We want to talk about the SA Style Awards 2019. Top names, everybody was there. It was an event of note. Actually, I would say it was the event of the year. And then we'll chat to the cast of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. They're in studio with the famous Carolyn Borale, who is, of course, did Tina Turner all over the world recently, and she goes back on tour, but she's in this particular show. And of course, we're also going to talk to the winner of the next brand ambassador. They won it last week on SABC3. We'll talk to Chase Gazer. But this show is all about making you happy. And I want to welcome my human jukebox into studio. How are you doing, Miguel Piguero?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
It's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, you released your first single recently. You're topping the charts, which is brilliant. You're performing everywhere. And from being almost a pro footballer, now to being in the entertainment scene, it's quite incredible. So this was one of your first big South African gigs, the Style Awards. What did you think? Did you love it?
I was blown away.
It blows you away.
And then the alcohol and the food and everything, like the gift bags, like every... The people.
How hot are the people?
I was sitting there and I was like, wow, this is amazing. So it was really awesome.
I thought, Miguel, we should a song about beauty and style and fashion. I thought you should open as the human jukebox.
Something sexy.
Okay. Something sultry. And this goes to all the winners in studio, to all our Style Award winners, and to all the ladies out there on this beautiful Thursday. Take it away, Miguel.
Let's take our time tonight, girl. Above us, all the stars are watching. Make it stay otro lugar mejor. En donde yo querer quedarme. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing on. Bailando no era el sol, me esconde lo que siento por ti. So baby, let's just turn down the lights and close the door. Oh, I love that dress, but you won't need it anymore. Let's just kiss so we're naked, baby. Versace on the floor. Oh, puedo para mí, por mí, por mí, por mí, mi amor. Versace on the floor. Oh, puedo para mí, por mí, por mí, por mí, mi amor. Versace on the floor.
When the Style Awards ended, everyone threw their Versace on the floor. Jill Grogor, the founder, creator of the SA Style Awards 23 years ago, welcome into studio. Come up to the microphone. Welcome.
Thank you, Alan. And everyone, morning.
What an event. What a proud way to stamp South African innovation, style, creativity, business, beauty. And our talent, I think. That's the bigger word that we have in this country. And you've been doing this for years.
23, we're commemorating, and it's just so exciting after that length of time to be sniffing out wonderful benchmark of excellence across all those creative talents.
Jill, I want to make a statement because people don't realize Style Awards put a lot of people on the map. Over the 23 years. So you saw a lot of designers, architects, fashionistas, young people that are now some of the biggest names in South Africa that made their debut, so in inverted commas, at the Style Awards.
Yes, that's what I'm really proud of, because most certainly that has happened. And I mean, you take Alo Kotso, who was with Black Coffee back in the day. Mm-hmm. He'll probably hate me, but it was around 18, 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. He was one of a design duo, and now he's one of the biggest creatives in style, being booked by Vogue in India.
Yeah.
And just very exciting. Benang, who was at YFM. We love to sniff out talent, and I think that's why I started it. Going into a township and seeing the amazing creativity there in terms of people, just how they clothe themselves, designed on the drums. And I thought, hey, this is great. We
this
need
is a good
to
way
create
to do it.
A platform.
And the platform has been created over 23 years.
23 years.
And
so proud.
I want to just set the scene. It began with the red carpet at the
Diamond Walk
in Sandton City. And, of course, you had, I mean, Claudia Henkel, welcome to studio, former Miss South Africa, style guru, and, of course, one of the best public relations people in the country. Hello, Claudia Henkel.
How are you?
Hello, my little, this is my beauty here. This is,
it's six foot two,
yes. How are the twins?
They're amazing. They're naughty. This morning, you don't even want to see my room. It's chaos.
Okay.
I'm getting ready with twins.
Look, I've been painting the twins for 25 years. Look what Daddy looks like. Clouds, again, you've been a part of this awards as a guest for so many years, and now you're working with Jill and it's with Zebra Square on this.
Correct, yes.
How significant to the industry is this?
I think it's incredible, and I think that in the time that we are in South Africa, I mean, let's be frank, it's been a little bit of a difficult time for South Africa. And for me, you know, as a guest, I've always attended, but I've never seen what goes behind the scenes. And to be part of it with Jill this year was incredible. I think it's important because we're celebrating South Africans. And if you saw how they came together from all walks of all the industries, I mean, we had fashionistas, we had models, we had business people, and how they all just, you know, glued together and had the most fantastic evening and just celebrated being South African. For me, that was sensation.
Nice to have a Miss South Africa reunion there. there was Vanessa Carrera, Krishna Naika, obviously one of the icon winner, Basitsana Mahalamela Kamalo.
Yeah.
We had
Melinda.
Tatum, Kasha,
Tamron.
We had
there was a lot of us there.
There was Yolanda Kloppers.
We did.
Was even there.
Yeah,
so,
she's looking amazing.
They're all looking amazing. Yeah. And then you see one after the other, Miss South Africa. But again, that's the caliber of the event. You're seeing the best in business. You're seeing the best in models, in fashion, in design, in innovation, in music.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's great to see people like Lyra. It's great to see people like Tamara Day.
Yes.
It's just, that's the caliber of this event. And I mean, really, it is that. Jill, I want to go through the winners. Now, the way this works is there's a panel of over 25 judges from all walks of life, from all parts of the industry. From fashion, a lot of journalists, a lot of influencers in terms
business
of business
people.
So you have them all there. And of course, these are nominated, then you have a number of dinners, and then they are selected. Let's go through some of the winners.
Sure.
So firstly, you had all the way from United States, literally fly in, walk the catwalk, get an award and fly back out. Maria Borges.
How beautiful.
What
a class act. Not only is this a model that young women in the industry who would like to go into this profession can be inspired by this woman, Maria. She's a philanthropist. She's on the cover of Forbes Africa. She has just done a series of talks and masterclasses across Africa. She literally flew in 7 a.m.
and
two shoots, had a quick massage, got it together.
Walked down the runway, seriously, got her
the runway
and flew
and
right
seriously
out.
Left. We got her to the airport just in time. She's now just called me. She's in Miami on a shoot.
So
that is inspirational. That's a class act.
Then most innovative style,
Lizanne Viviers.
Yeah, tell me about her.
Well, Lizanne dressed Maria.
Yes.
She worked for Marianne Faessler for seven years.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what she's about, because she's about innovation. So she was our most innovative style winner, however, is classed as one of South Africa's top creatives in design.
Most stylish performing artist in film or TV, Pearl.
I mean,
incredible.
Just amazing. She actually started the first YouTube channel in South Africa, and she got that train going.
So that's also incredible. Now we go on to in the music genre. This top rapper I had never seen before. Tell me about this next winner.
Well, there's another innovation, and that's Muzi. And you saw how Muzi embraced her, came down the ramp. And that for me again is total creation and creativity and passionate about her trade.
Now, tell me about, obviously, our most media star, our star personality in the media sector that went to Melody Molale.
Melody Molale. My throat's going. Can you talk a little for me, Klaus?
So that's also a great story. So I've worked with Melody a few times when I worked at Sun International. And what I love about her is that her professionalism. I think that Melody is such a deserving winner. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at how she curates her content on Instagram, it is, you know, you just want more and more and more. So I think that for her, that was she was completely blown away.
We're going to go through some of the other winners. We also got some of them in studio. We're going to chat to them in a moment. And I particularly look forward to having Mohale Mutang.
My best couple in South Africa.
Okay. It's so much fun. We're going to have fun, you and I. Because I did more than a year, with your husband as my co-presenter in terms of Sumizi. And now I want to talk about him. We're going to have some fun. I know he's actually on Metro at the moment. Yeah. He's on radio right now. So we can't. But maybe we'll phone him on air just to aggravate him for fun. We might just do that. That's the stuff that we do here on the show. This is ClubCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford. We're talking SA Style Awards. Michael Wilson, come and tell me, Sandton City, and why are you guys... Well, of course, it is the number one shopping destination in the country, or in Africa, actually. That Diamond Walk is superb. It was so cool to see all the fashionistas there. And then, of course, all the people coming out of the Louis Vuitton shop. And it was quite wonderful to see that those are the spectators to some extent. Why are you involved?
Firstly, how's it, Alan?
Hey, Mike.
Good to see you.
I've known Michael since he was 19 years old. Yes. 1,000 years.
Alan?
I don't know. And I don't know we're going to get to know them. That's how it works.
A Diamond Walk is a very prestigious part of Sandton City, and it's just fitting for such a prestigious event such as this and an awards ceremony. And, it is the international platform of Sandton. All the international brands are down Diamond Walk, and it's just so fitting for this event, and because it really catapults a lot of the winners onto an international platform,
and it's so great that it's right next to Sandton Sun and that beautiful sun deck.
Exactly. Okay. I mean, it's just it's a seamless transition, and it's all the parts of a great event, and as we mentioned earlier, all the festivities and the goodie bags. It's just. It's really the highlight of the year. It ends the year off nicely.
And it's a highlight. Absolutely. I want to just, we're going to go through that goodie bag because it is just some of the stuff was crazy. From speakers, from Adcock Ingram to Dextral products to Dior to Folly. What was that Folly thing?
Folly.
Yeah, a French lemon. We're going to talk all about it. And those are some of the cool things that is happening. So we're talking SA Style Awards in studio. I want to welcome to the show Chase Gazer. Chase is the winner of the Next Brand Ambassadors, the reality show on SABC3. He won it with Impo Morang and Sheridel Reddy. Chase, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Firstly, congratulations on winning this phenomenal reality show.
Thank you so much.
The cool thing about the show is it's based very similar to The Apprentice, and it's to find the next brand ambassadors to work with Capitec. Great prizes, and of course, started with 30 people around the country, and then what happened was it went to the top 12. You all move into a house together. How was shower hour? For business people.
There was definitely no shower hour. Thank goodness.
Chase, so congratulations to the three of you. What does this mean for you? How has your life changed?
you know, it's opened a lot of opportunities for me. And I think one of the things that it's opened the most is the opportunities to work with other incredible creators. And I mean, the people that I've met over the past 2 weeks have just inspired me so much to just do better and work with other amazing people. I suppose that's one of the things that it's really done for me.
Chase, to have three winners and to work with phenomenal people, what are some of the other great highlights of the show? I know that I love the challenge where you worked with that NGO, the non-profit organization that goes and collects food and takes it to shelters. Tell us about that. That was a great challenge.
It was incredible. And, you know, I didn't even realize an organization like Food Forward SA existed. So 1/3 of all food produced in South Africa ends in landfills. And what they do is they take this food and they give it to organizations that need it. So like shelters, orphanages, old age homes. And they give this edible food that would have been thrown away back to people. And it was amazing to work with that organization, find out what they do. And also the end product. So we went out to Guguletu and we helped feed the community with this food. And it was just an unbelievable experience.
Chase, I want all three of you in studio at the beginning of December when you're back in Johannesburg.
No, you must. The other two are amazing.
I want you all in studio. Do you like how's the rise to fame on reality shows? Are you loving it? Are people stopping you and asking for stuff?
Yeah, you know, every now and then I do get stopped, and it always takes me aback. And I'm like little old me walking in the street, and there's somebody recognizing me. It's strange.
I thought it was quite incredible because you look at the three winners. The one is a lady, an Indian lady, who is in the military. Okay, the second one is fabulous. And then, of course, we had Impor. We had yourself, an openly gay person, again, so proudly. It was so interesting to see in the show you had a transgender. One of the contestants was transgender.
We did, and she was hilarious and so proudly transgender, which was incredible.
Has transformed. I mean, this is the best thing ever. I mean, you're in a country where you have got the most phenomenal people on a TV show that's representing everybody. That's the key. That's something like Style Awards also does that. It represents everyone across the board, from gay couples to I mean, I'm just trying to say, to beauty queens, to business people. This is how diverse and wonderful our country is, I believe.
It's incredible how the landscape has changed. I mean, for Capitec, who's a bank, to be so inclusive on the show, to say, you know, a transgender could represent us, a gay person could represent us, or a lady from the military could represent us. It was an incredible moment to see how diverse they are.
Chase, I'm going to say goodbye to you. Congratulations. And of course, you also, one of your first major events, you were at the Style Awards. Did you enjoy it?
I was. Oh, everyone looked beautiful.
It's amazing. It's so cool. Like as you coming off these, you're entering the scene of leaving the media, those type of reality shows, and all of a sudden you're at one of the best events of the year, to be a part of that. And I saw people taking photos of them because obviously they're well known from television. But it's just it's amazing, and that's what the caliber does. It takes you to another level.
It's true, and they inspire you. I mean, you walk around, you see all of these people who have done such great things. And who look fabulous, and you inspired.
That's the key. That's the whole key. Chase Gazer, we'll get you in studio. Congratulations. Winner of the next brand ambassador on SABC3. It happened last week. Thanks, Chase, for being with us.
Thank you so much.
That's magic, magic stuff, and lots more wonderful things coming up on the show. So, Miguel, before we interview two of our... Well, the next best thing is such a cool award. Okay, you were magnificently dressed.
Thank you.
I love that.
Thank you so much.
I love how you took that just to a whole another level. I think it was absolutely superb. Tamina Saint, tell us what it was like to win this award. How were you told?
Jill actually gave me a call, and I was like, "Are you sure? Is it for real? Like, are you sure you're calling the right person?" It's very overwhelming. Yeah.
So here's the thing. What do you do?
So I'm actually a modest fashion influencer. I'm a professional makeup artist, stylist, designer, and as well as the very first hijab model to walk the runway at SA Fashion Week.
Now, I want to ask you something incredible. You're Islamic.
Yes.
And it's incredible that you completely respect the full regalia or your dress.
Yes.
But it was great to see how innovative it was. And yes. I think that's the key, you know.
Yeah, I feel like
you hit it on the head.
Like I don't see why your religious beliefs or culture needs to change the way you look. I mean, you can still look fashionable.
Absolutely.
While sticking to
I thought
beliefs.
You were the best dressed.
Oh, thank people you claiming, so much.
Who is that? Because everyone was pulling
you. Thank you so much.
On the side, I think you were the person that stood the longest in that one position before anyone sat down. Being all the photographers taking pictures.
Yes, and I was waiting for someone to be like, okay, you can go. And they were like, no, stand. I know.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, because it's very overwhelming, but it's exciting.
And I'm so happy that what I'm saying is that it's similar to what we just spoke about, mm-hmm. how this country is all inclusive.
Yes,
and how
definitely.
Fashion can speak to everybody,
definitely.
All races, all religion, all sex, all
yes,
genders.
Definitely.
And that's the key.
I mean, South Africa is a diverse country, mm. so. How, we couldn't have it any other way. So right. yeah, definitely.
And so Tamina, do people come to you to do their hair, their makeup? Do you
yes, yes.
and do you help people?
I
with
do,
their style?
Definitely. Yeah.
What are some of the style tips? Yeah, people are listening all over. Listen, we need
okay, you're putting me on the spot here.
But if you had to say to somebody, what defines style for you and an inherent style in someone, what would it be?
I would say that your personality needs to show. So what works for me might not work for the next person. Mm-hmm. And also it's very important to dress for your body type.
100%. I know I wore a mankini last December. And it just didn't work. It just didn't suit me. It's just something that one I shouldn't wear. It's just, actually, I don't think anyone should wear that. Seriously, Borat should stick to the movies. But again, what a wonderful winner. And I want people to, how do they follow you and how do they get hold of you?
So at the moment I'm just on Instagram, but I'm looking to start on Twitter because I guess that's where everything happens. So you can find me at Tamina_Saint. That's on Instagram.
Tamina Saint.
Yes.
And, it was absolutely, absolutely fantastic
Thank
to see
you so
the magic
much.
That you did. Now, I want to invite and welcome my next guest. And of course, my next guest, I've had the pleasure of knowing his husband on the show for many, many, many years. He's actually, he did a lot of styling for us at SABC 3 and 3 Talk.
Yeah.
Before we became, because Samizi is now the name. The name you know. Seriously, he's the number one
Household
influencer
name.
In the country. He's got how many million followers? Lots.
2.6 now.
2.6 million. You see the husband on the page. Okay. So first and foremost, I want to just say, wonderful to meet you, and thank you for please nailing him down, because
yes.
he was very wild, and we had to contain him. You know, it is he would come into studio and tell us the craziest story. So, thank you for marrying him, my dear friend, and
oh, man.
And I'm sure he's a handful to look after.
Not really.
He actually is
sometimes.
Yeah. Is he still? Quick question. Is he still going behind your home to go and with the you know, some of the praise the when they go for the ritual of the bath?
Yes, yes, yes.
In the Danefern River. Does he still
Absolutely.
Do that?
Absolutely.
He's still doing that?
All the time.
He does. And this is the white neighbors always think he's nuts because there's some easy bathing with that. I love him. So firstly, congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you very much.
It was
Thank
the wedding
you.
Of the year. Is it intimidating having all the spotlight on you and your relationship so wonderfully open and exposed?
Look, it's not really intimidating. It does become a challenge sometimes because people want to know a lot more than what you give them.
Mm-hmm.
And people want to be let in on everything that you do. So sometimes you don't really have privacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could be just walking in the mall, not really wanting to talk to people. And people expect you to be, you know, that for them because that's what they want to see, or that's what they want to get from you.
So you won Most Stylish Couple. What does it
yes.
mean for you?
Look, it's amazing. The only other award I've won was like in academics at school.
So thank God for super easy. You married smart. You married for charisma. He married for smart.
Yes, yes. So it was super awesome because I didn't really consider myself as that stylish, even though I really go out of my way to put together pieces of clothing,
mm-hmm.
to wear what I feel like, to be absolutely, you know, dress how I want people to address me, basically. So this really meant a lot for me because it was pretty much exciting to win it, especially with my husband.
And that's the most incredible thing. Another thing I wanted to ask you, how did you meet?
Sure. I was planning to do the speech on my white wedding. Wow. But anyway, let me tell you.
How did you meet? I want to listen. He used to come here and say he's looking for a husband and he can't find anybody. And we used to sit here and he wasn't sad about it.
Yeah.
But like he didn't, like we just didn't talk about this.
So
and he used to call, I mean, he was, listen, this show used to be wild. We used to have a religious show with Luis Obala before and then Sumizi and I after.
Oh my God.
And it was called The Unview, The Thin, The Rich and The Fabulous.
From heaven to hell.
He was thin, he was rich, I was just fabulous.
So we met at his book signing. So I was in the queue, I was like number 13, and he spotted me.
And he picked you up at his book signing.
And he was like, guys, hurry up, I want to meet that boy, the number 13. So he signed my book, and in my book he wrote, thank you for the support, your future husband.
Wow.
No way.
Really?
I promise you. I promise you.
You need to frame that book.
I have. Thereafter, we actually only started speaking 2 months later. Then, yeah, it was it.
Tell me about your career. What are you up to?
I own a company called Glam Troop. We do styling for matric dancers. We plan matric dancers. We dress them. So we're like a one-stop shop for matric dancers. We've ventured into different types of styling because of the demand. We do weddings now. We do personal styling. We do personal shopping. I also do some bit of acting, not too much, but mostly I'm in business.
Which is brilliant. I want to, by the way, I did a show once with Cinema Tunzi where we got a sponsor to do all girls' dresses.
Uh-huh.
We should bring that back.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, with limos, especially people that really can't afford to get the full regalia.
Yes.
Will you come and do that for me?
Definitely.
I don't want your husband. Now I want you. I'm done with this, Sumizi. And by the way, you can tell him from me. Get him, phone him on your phone.
Do you want to FaceTime him? Let's try.
Let's FaceTime him.
Let's see if it'll pick up.
And because you know what? I want to tell him a couple of things. You know what? After all that time, he never invited me to the wedding. Damn angry.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Let's see.
Let's see.
Okay, we're trying to get all this. He's on air on Metro at the moment. So.
Yeah, now he'll pick up.
Yeah. There he is.
Hey. Hi, baby.
Can you put this? Just plug this in.
How are you? Why is my dear Metro? I'm at Metro. How am I at Metro?
Sumizi.
No, I'm with his cat.
Sumizi. Hello. This
Hi.
Is your old studio. You remember Cliff Central?
It's Tuesday.
It's
you're with that. What? You're with that thing.
Who me? Is it? I'm a thing. So Sumizi, congratulations on most stylish couple. Are you on air at the moment? Yes, you are. I know you're there.
Okay, I'm at work also. You know I've got a career, right?
Okay. I know, I was here when you started it here in the studio. I did train you, if you don't remember. But congratulations, it was lovely meeting your husband. Sumizi, speak to me. You're on air, so you're live, Sumizi.
Okay, I'm listening.
Now, okay, so why wasn't I invited to the wedding?
You are white. It was a traditional black wedding.
It was a black wedding. Okay, all right. Well, I think he's delightful.
Did you see any white person at the wedding?
I didn't see any whites at the wedding, no.
Maybe at the white wedding.
No,
at the white wedding.
So why don't you have a white wedding now? We had the black wedding.
Listen. There was no white people. It was a traditional black wedding. The only white people at our wedding was the help.
Okay.
Herb, Johan Kutsie, who made our cake, Koja Baby? Kelly's Cake.
Kelly's Cakes.
Yes. Security, security. So now you are getting invited for the white wedding.
So the white wedding. Okay, good. I mean, as long as I'm at the white wedding, that's the most important thing. Also, now what's the sponsors? Okay, but you know all the sponsors now. Sumizi,
yeah?
I'm so happy you met this man. It's about time someone settled you down.
Speak English. I can't hear you.
It's about time somebody settled you down. I like your husband. He's a very nice man. He's good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, now go back to work. Goodbye. Congratulations.
Let's go back to my high-paying job.
Yeah, you are high-paying. Oh, he's so... That's Sumizi. Thank you for FaceTiming us. Hi, is everyone. Hi, Sumizi.
Hi.
Bye.
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 And that's and that's Sumizi on Metro FM. It's so cool to have him on the show. So congratulations to you both.
Thank you.
I love
so
having
much.
You in studio. We're going to get you guys back into the more things that you do. Joel will just tell you as we get things going. So thank you for being with us. Miguel, give us another little song in studio. Let's rock and roll. Let's have another song. The human jukebox is here. In a moment, we'll talk to Carolyn Borole, who is from the one and only Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, but she's just did the whole tour of the world doing Tina Turner in concert. Simply the best. We're going to get her to sing a song in a moment. But let's have Miguel give us another song. Let's go, Miguel.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. Like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'll clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is a truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you wanna do.
Wow.
Thank you.
And we all clapped along. Thank you for doing that. That's brilliant. Now, you know, people sing for their supper here.
That's magic.
And we're going to give
more gifts.
Everyone's getting gifted. But, you know, everyone comes into the show and they are so proud to get a voucher courtesy of Skin Sense Day Spa. Now, the best thing about Skin Sense Day Spa is they're right here in Rivonia. And I've said this, it's like going to Bali. In the middle of the inner city, or in the city, that's what it's
that's
about.
That's right, yeah.
And Baptist van Niekerk, the owner of Skin Sense, is in the studio. But this is what I have to do first, Baptist. So everybody on the show gets a Skin Sense voucher. This year might be winding down, but your body needs a little help to get into the festive spirit. So where do you go to? The one and only Skin Sense Day Spa. And of course, you find all their specials on cliffcentral.com. Well done last month, by the way, for what you did for cancer.
Yeah, thank you.
That was great pleasure. Stuff. And a big contribution to what people went to cancer.
10%,
100%. Now, of course, a comprehensive range of expert beauty treatments for women and men, including massages, manicure, pedicure, head treatments, and lots more. Get to cliffcentral.com to find out these specials or find out more at skinsense.co.za. And everybody in studio gets a 700 Rand voucher at Skin Sense. Exactly. So thank you. Everyone says they love coming to the show because I gift them with Skin Sense vouchers. Yeah. By the way, next week, Sia Khaleesi is on the show, so we'll be sending him to you. So that's
awesome. Yeah, thank you.
Tell us, firstly, how's the business going? Congratulations on the baby.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Five children.
Five of them.
Five kids.
Five.
Guys, five children. Sure.
Is there a newfound respect for me?
do you see why they need a day spa? Because they have to be spared themselves.
Yeah.
But congratulations, and of course,
thank you.
Thank you for being our sponsor. Thank
Only
you for
pleasure, Alan.
For
thank
being
you.
A part of the Cliff Central family. And I know that we give away seriously 30 or 40 vouchers a month to all our guests, and it's courtesy of the wonderful Skin Sense Day Spa. What's going on? What festive specials have you got going, Curtis?
Alan, currently we have been advertising the Christmas specials. I think what's more important is that in a week's time we've got Black Friday coming. Mm-hmm. Every year we see.
How does a spa do a Black Friday? I want to hear this one.
It's
like a Black
Friday. Not that challenging though. It's not that challenging. We feel that we want to give back to the loyal customers, existing ones, new ones. Mm-hmm. We actually do want to give a little bit back. And just before the festive season, it's a nice Christmas gift to everyone. So we've got some nice specials running, and it's in the form of vouchers that we sell. And there's a lot more value that you get for the voucher that you actually buy. So it reaches so much further in terms of
give me an
treatments
example.
That you can get from Skin Sense. For instance, one of our specials that we're running is if you buy a voucher for 1,500 rands, excuse me, for the frog, 1,500 rands, you'll get 1,200 grants more value on that.
So you
voucher.
Get 2,700.
That's correct. Yeah, okay, that's 80%
cool. And you can buy stuff for it because, of course, you got a beautiful online shop and you got a store there.
Yeah, so it's not just for treatments; it's for product as well. Mm-hmm. Just to remind everyone that we've got aesthetics also on site. So there's an aesthetic doctor on site.
Yeah, there's everything on site.
Everything, yeah, everything that you do want from a day spa.
So so it's cool. So we can get some Botox done.
You can, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Not that you need it though, but
we're in our 40s. But there's a secret in the 40s. Do you know the secret? Let me tell you what it is. Number one, black don't crack. Seriously. But there's another thing, fat don't crack either. Because so just so you know.
Yeah.
That's why people absolutely. Say, why have you kept yourself robust? I said, that's the reason.
Because there's I don't a reason. There's a reason. Yeah.
It's my natural collagen. It's I don't have to take my ass and put it in my face. Okay, let's not even go there. See, Sumizi gets me into all weird trouble things. So that's great. And so all people got to do is get there. I know you've got a lovely little restaurant.
That's correct, yeah.
And it's a nice place to have functions, beautiful high teas. The incredible Jill Grogel. We're going to connect you guys because Jill does the most
wonderful,
incredible stuff,
you.
The best PR in the business.
100%, yeah.
And
you.
Event organizer. And so you got to connect up because it's a beautiful place to do beautiful women's events. It's so stunning. It's like you're in the heart of Bali and lots of treatment rooms and lots of stuff. So we're going to hook you guys up.
Yeah, awesome.
That's what we do here. That's what we do. Hook everybody
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
I love important. It when a former almost won Miss Universe beauty queen, Miss South Africa, turns around and says, "Oh, that's what you, I love you, go, Claudia." But just tell everyone to get to Skin Sense. Can people contact you or just pop past here in Rivonia? It's on Vessels.
Yeah, it's on the corner of 8th and Vessels.
Right next to us.
Right here, yeah. So a couple hundred meters away.
So everybody's getting a voucher from Skin Sense. Yay, we love it.
We've also decided this year for Black Friday to run two competitions. So people buying vouchers actually get entered into a draw automatically. And there's more vouchers to be won and to come and treat yourself over the festive season and whenever after that.
I'm not being funny. It's the best spa in the country. Listen to me. Right? And you're award winning. So it really is. And it feels like you're in the middle of like Bali or Thailand. It's we take your husband. I'll give you. Should I give one to Sumizi as well?
Please.
Should we?
Please come and visit.
Because he's painful. But I missed him. It was fun on that show. I'm so happy you married him. Thank you. You've taken you're gonna be a saint. You're gonna go straight to heaven. This is your God. Just for
Sumizi. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So thank you for being with us, and I think that's great.
Thank you. Thank
get you. To Skin Sense Day Spa. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being in the studio.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
that's
it.
That's brilliant. Now, I want to get the special guests of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang to come and join us. Come and meet us. Come, Caroline. Come on, Caroline. Hello, my darling Caroline.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, my angel.
How are you?
So good to see you.
So good to see you again.
And I love having you in studio.
Yay.
What was it like going around the world?
Exhausting. Okay. No, it was a lot of fun.
Caroline is loud.
I know. I project. I'm a theatre person. I'm sorry.
But is it great being played? Firstly, it's been said that Tina Turner herself heard about the show.
Mm.
And applauded you on it. Another thing is that, of course, it's incredible to be able to do what you do and to be able to play Tina Turner all over the world.
It really is. And
is your body sore?
All the time. It's painful. But, you know, it's a good pain. It's the kind that makes me feel like I've done a good job for the day.
So you, firstly, also, one of my best roles was when you played Dolores Van Cartier in The Sister Act,
yes.
Which also toured all over the world.
Yes.
With Kate Normington. You love that.
Totally. First of all, love Kate. She's a nutball. I love her. She makes my day. But yes, it did tour and we had a great one of those fun shows, you know?
Mm.
Nothing serious, a good story, a good take home to the family kind of story. And yeah, we did well with the show.
And then, of course, you've done thousands of other things, starting. Of course, your career many years ago on Girl Talk with Richard Loring.
That's correct.
100
and Sandy
years ago.
Dyer.
That's a long time.
Very long time ago. Let's not reveal my age. But yes, it was a while back. It was in 2005, to be exact.
That's 15 years almost.
Hmm.
And now you're traveling the world as Tina Turner in Simply
That's
the Best.
That's correct.
Sold out everywhere.
You know what? We started the show 2 years ago, and we obviously kind of had to have a platform of what we were trying to do with the show here in South Africa. So we ran it in South Africa for 2 years, and it did well here. And I had this nervousness of, you know, when you go and attempt to do an international audience, there's always that mindset that, you know, maybe they might not really take to you, they might not accept you, they might think you crap, or they might really not think that you are Tina herself, you know? So there was always that thing at the back of my mind. So I really tried to, you know, do my best and really prepare myself as much as best as I possibly could for the international audience. And they've taken well to us.
And
they've,
you go back on the road in...
We go back on the road next year. We've actually secured more tours of the overseas trip next year, so I'm going to be pretty busy next year.
And of course, it's great to, I mean, you're signed by an Australian, Showtime Australia.
That's correct.
And
that's
of course,
correct.
It's Tina Turner in Simply the Best. But at the moment, you're doing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
That's right! Yay!
At the People's Theatre.
I'm here, I'm in the country, I'm at the Joburg Theatre, the People's Theatre, to be exact. And we, myself and my co-stars,
and they're
are
in
doing
studio.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Mm-hmm. Monday.
Yes.
How are you, Monday?
I'm very good, thank you very much.
Are you enjoying playing with Carolyn, the Looney Tune?
Oh my gosh, and Looney Tune is
the word. You better say some nice things about me right now.
I'm enjoying it thoroughly, actually.
And of course, also a great career. I mean, you've done some very interesting things.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. It started a while back doing the Tony Award winning The Wiz.
Yes, that was
Give
my
me
first.
One. I'm The Wiz and I live in
a house.
I'm The Wizard.
Oh,
that's
yes.
how it goes.
Yes, indeed.
By the way, Wiz comes back next year. I can't wait.
With our girl, Caroline.
Mm-hmm. You also traveled the world. You've done some incredible things. Tell me, what are you... And obviously, well-known on TV. You've been involved in different things. What are you up to at the moment?
So at Besides the moment, of course, it's Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a screenwriter as well. And so I do that. I wrote a few episodes for Single Guys on SABC1.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote and directed a lovely documentary on Coolie China's shooting. It was called Coolie China Pick Up the Pieces. So I wrote and directed that. And it was lovely because it was showing on the cinemas, and then it was on Showmax. And then recently, prior to, just like last year, it was Moments in Time on SABC One. It was a profile of South African musicians, and I wrote that as well.
Award-winning, actually Academy Award-winning, Gavin Hood.
Yes, I did a movie, Eye in the Sky.
You did a movie, The Eye in the Sky.
It was my
him.
First ever. I literally had just graduated from university.
We love people that work with the Tina Turners and the style
Gavin
and the Gavin Hoods. And I mean,
I had come back to the country because I studied in England, and I got an agent who said, this is your first casting, go. And I got it. And then it was with Helen Mirren and Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
What was it like working with Helen Mirren?
Well, I never got to work directly with her, but at the time I worked, my trailer was opposite Alan Rickman, the late Alan Rickman from Harry Potter. I remember the first day I saw him, it was weird because obviously he played Snape in Harry Potter, all with the black wig and the black hair. And then I was like, I just was expected to see that kind of figure walking out of his trailer. And instead he was this gray-haired person. And I was like, oh, okay, cool, great. And I met him and he was lovely. They all were just wonderful and very professional. Came to do the craft and keep it moving.
Just on a side note, Alan Rickman has the best die scene ever.
Right.
Die Hard.
Yes, I love Die Hard. It's the Christmas movie.
Do you know when he goes?
Yes,
and he falls from the
yes,
building.
Yes, and he falls.
Yeah. So this, in case you haven't seen it,
with his Russian accent.
Yes. And then of course Roberto Queiroz.
Queiroz. Almost there.
Hello.
My Portuguese people in studio today. We're celebrating our wonderful Lusitoland people.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And again, a well-known actor doing some incredible things. Tell us some of the stuff that you've been involved with. From Aladdin to, I mean, you've done plenty. Pantos, you've done a lot.
So the bulk of my theatre career so far has been at the People's Theatre. So thank you, People's Theatre, for having me once again for Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I was also on Idols in 2016, where I made it to the top 24. And then I went on to release my first debut EP, Dreamer Boy.
Yes.
So you can find me on SoundCloud if you're interested. Please do.
Listen to Dreamer Boy. That's good.
Dreamer Boy, Roberto _ the star.
Of course.
And yeah, I do music. I DJ as well. Under the name it's Lotion.
Yeah, we've actually gone to
your name's Load Shedding.
No. Lotion.
Oh, Lotion.
Lotion. Load Shedding is actually pretty dope.
Lotion is very good.
Oh, no, please. No
playing
one will,
only at
no
night.
One will book me.
Well, you know, on that note, and that note, as you know, well, then
maybe not.
Are they even there anymore? <Who knows? laughs> I mean, really, the communications are so pathetic. yeah, thank you for the food. I love it. They have this ESCOM, the day of the matric exams. What they do, they just switch off all the lights and don't tell anybody, including the president. It's kind of
what?
Weird. But yeah, that's ESCOM.
Africa.
So, Caroline.
Yes.
Traveled the world doing Tina Turner.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to sing for your supper?
No.
Yes.
So, I'm just kidding.
So, of course, we've got the phenomenal Cyrus Nyker, who's a top musician and he's actually doing his masters at the moment.
Ooh.
Honest. Okay. And yeah, so he's busy in exams and things. So, look, he's made time to be here with us today.
Oh, well, the three of us are actually going to sing.
Okay. So stand up.
Yes. The Chitty Chitty Bang Bangers are going to sing.
Okay.
Is that
but,
fine?
Yeah. But I want you to Tina it properly, yeah?
Oh, my word.
Because this is a Tina song.
Yeah, this is a Tina Turner song. And of course, it's the one and only, it's one of my favorites. It's Proud Mary. Oh, this is for all the women in the world that rock and roll. Okay.
Which we do, yes.
And the incredible stuff that you guys do. So if you're ready, one, two. Hold on, let's just turn the music on and. You need headphones, Karen.
I really do. I don't want to hear anything that's going on in the studio at the moment.
Take this.
Thank you.
Okay, go.
So one more time with the intro.
Left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day, and I never lost one minute.
Brilliant. I was trying to listen to the but that's great stuff, guys. And,
for 9 o'clock in the morning, yes.
That's what we do.
I know, right?
That's what we do at 9 o'clock in the morning. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the books must be 100 years old. Well, probably in the 1960s.
1960, yeah.
And then Dick Van Dyke played that phenomenal movie.
Yes,
that's
and of
great.
Course, is there a flying car on stage?
Yes!
There's a flying car.
There's a car flying.
There's an actual flying
car.
We
don't teach you of anything. It's all there. What you expect to see is there.
Okay, yes. Well, that's what
and we do. Even more.
And actually. Even more, true.
And who do you play?
So I play Truly Scrumptious.
Yes. That's her name.
And that is obviously Caractacus Potts's love interest. And she also helps to save the day.
Okay, divine. And of course, if we go back to this is just one of those wonderful family musicals that
yes.
people can all... Do we know the musical? Besides Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, do we know...
Yeah.
You know, we've done a few interviews and we've been surprised by people who say, oh, I grew up watching the movie.
That's true.
And they compare very much, of course, with Mary Poppins. It's on the
it
same
is.
League.
Same level. Same
yeah,
level.
And Dick Van Dyke, obviously, in both.
Yes.
So that's why, yeah. So that's some of the cool things.
Yeah.
I love having you in studio.
Yay!
And thank you for singing for your supper. So you're going to get. Well
do,
done.
I get do I get to get a massage
you
later?
Get a massage, a pedi, a mani. You can even buy products with it. You can do what you want.
Beautiful.
I'm so excited.
Now, on that note, I've got some very exciting news and I want to tell you that I'm involved with a great project. It's and Miguel, grab a mic quickly, Miguel. Miguel Peguero, they've won 4 Grammy Awards. They're the Soweto Gospel Choir.
Oh, yes.
So we've managed to secure the Soweto Gospel Choir to perform at Crawford College with the kids, with all the little kiddies, okay? And then I've got my 3 jukeboxes coming in, Daniel Barron, okay, Platinum Award winner. We've got Josh Ansley, of course, the run-up in The Voice and the phenomenal Miguel Bugueiro. My Portuguese is bad.
This Portuguese is not working out for you.
Maybe I need to marry a Portuguese.
I think so, maybe.
I'll invite you to my wedding.
your white wedding.
My white wedding. Actually, can I tell you, when it comes to a wedding and we're gay, this is never a white wedding, it's never a black wedding, it's a rainbow wedding. That's how we do it.
That's true.
It's actually with a touch of pink. That's how we do it. Okay. You're going to be involved, and thank you for doing this with us.
Absolutely.
And you guys are going to be playing on the stage with the, I mean, we got Grammy Awards. They are the best. That choir is incredible.
I'm so excited.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
Have you thought about what you're going to sing yet?
No, that's how overwhelming it is right
now.
So it's very exciting.
Very cool. On the line, I've got Natalie Jacobs. Natalie Jacobs from Crawford College. Thank you for joining us, Natalie. The Christmas carols with the Soweto Gospel Choir and guest stars is going to rock.
Hi, Elle. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. So just tell us, what are people in store for? Tell us what the plan is. It's happening next week, Thursday.
It's happening next week, Thursday, from about 5:45. People can start arriving. It's going to be incredible, especially at this time of the year where everyone's exhausted and they've had a tough year. We're inviting everybody to come together, all walks of life. So it's not just focused on Christians. We want a wonderful, yes, we want everybody to be there. And we've got awesome lineup of food vendors as well, and a few market stalls. And we just want a wonderful, you know, relaxed community picnic vibe. Come and enjoy.
There's going to be food stands. There's going to be bring your family, bring your wine in your own baskets. It's yes, a celebration. The tickets are how much? 100 rand per
100
person.
100 rand for adults, kids. 50 rand a kids. And under three, it's free.
Under three, the babies come for nothing.
Yeah, Clara, babies are free.
Clara Hinkle's got the twins. You're going to come do Christmas carols. Clara, you're going to be my special guest there. I'll run after them. I'll MC and have them on stage with me. Are you deal? Next week, Thursday, you're coming, eh?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Claudia Henkel, former Miss South Africa, will be there. We've got lots of people, so it's really going to be great. Please, how do we get the tickets?
We get tickets on Cricut. You just go on to Cricut and you look for Crawford's Christmas at Crawford.
Okay, Christmas at Crawford.
Christmas at Crawford.
And so many...
And you just... Go on.
And so many wonderful things that the money goes to charity, correct?
Yeah, the money's going to charity. It's actually going to Vileka Schools, which they're actually trying to upgrade their 21st century teaching equipment. So they just want some stuff. They're a very good school. They cross the road from us, actually. It's an Anglican school and it's a non-profit school. And it's a very good thing to give back, especially a school like Crawford. We're quite privileged and we have wonderful things and we want to give back to people who are not so privileged.
The 28th, it happens next week. Thank you for joining me, Natalie Jacobs from Crawford College.
Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you for being with us.
Have a lovely day. Looking forward to it.
Everybody get there. And I've got Claudia and the beautiful Claudia Henkel will be there with the twins. So, yay, we love. And Miguel, thank you. You're going to be singing with us. You're making it happen.
Let's do it.
We're going to be doing it. We're going to close off with a song in a moment. I want to just, Carolyn, just very quickly, we can book when does the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang run until?
So we're running until 22nd of December, and tickets can be booked or called into at info@peoplestheatre.co.za, and they go for 140 rands.
That's amazing. Okay, that's what you got to do. Jill Grogor, SS Style Awards, what an event. Congratulations. Of course, next year will be bigger and better, but I don't know how you beat this.
We try every year. We need to. We'll be back at Sandton City in the Diamond Walk and we will blow it out the water.
And Adcock Ingram, OTC, sponsored the main style icon, went to Busted Sana Kumalo. What a deserved winner.
Mm. What a deserved winner.
What an incredible businesswoman, philanthropist, TV producer, inspiration. She's one of my mentors. I've worked with her for years.
Awesome.
Really. And Jill, that was awesome to see. Again, you're acknowledging the phenomenal work that people are doing across the board. So look out for SS Style Awards. Again, so I want to just say we've got so many great things here from the goodie bag. Dior, you've got some wonderful stuff. Maybe
French Lemon,
beautiful
Adcock Ingram. Tell everyone about this, Alan. This is the cutest thing. Can't we test this out quickly?
No, we can't test it now, but I love it. But we Adcock Ingram, we sponsored a speaker, which was really cool. And
Glam Palm, but travel adapter.
But what we wanted to do, Adcock wanted to give Bussy 20,000 rand to pay it forward to her favorite charity. Jill, yes. I don't know if you don't know this as yet, but Bussy has two charities, and I know that you're going to be involved with making sure that gets distributed. But because they're two, we're going to give 20 to both.
That's so amazing. Yeah, so Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool.
So
I just made that decision right now. Yeah. Hell, I might get fired. Let's see what happens. But again, thank you so much. The awards were great, and I want to thank all the special guests for being in studio and some of the great products that were there. Really, congratulations to all the sponsors that got involved with this.
Yeah,
great,
we loved them. I mean, Bloom Gin, they came to the party.
The Hamilton Russell's wines, the Ashbourne.
Ashbourne.
I mean, everything. The food, Balto. Superb. So just and you'll find it, because it was on Sunday, you'll find it in all the media over the next couple of weeks, all over television. So yeah, really look out, you know what we're talking about.
And I love this, that Santon is converting everybody.
And I love that.
From next year,
no plastic bags in Santon City at all.
We change, see change, and be the change at Santon City.
You cannot,
guys, please embrace this.
Of course, definitely.
Absolutely, okay.
Definitely.
Of course, on that note, we're going to close with a song. So, Miguel, what are we going to go out with?
We'll do Justin Timberlake.
Yes, let's go, Justin.
Can't stop the feeling.
Yes, I want to join you.
Do it.
Everybody join. Yeah. Come, let's go. Come on.
Let's do a thing.
One, two, three, four.
We have to plug it in again.
We've got to plug in. Sorry, it's plug and play. Plug and play. It's really been good to be with you here today. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, don't miss.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for having us, Alan.
So
thank
good
you.
To have you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Skin Sense Day Spa, SS Style Awards, Claudia Hinkle, all the people who are coming into studio. Jill Global, thank
Yay.
You. Let's go, Justin Timberlake. Miguel.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. All through my city, all through my home. We fly so high, no ceiling where we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, and that good soul in my feet, and that hot blood in my body, and it drives.
Woo!
Can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. I'm like the way we rock it, don't stop. And turn to the lights where everything goes. Nowhere to hide, and I'm getting you close.
Don't stop the feeling here on cliffcentral.com. It is Good Morning to You.
Got